This is an unofficial Baby Doge podcast. The following people you are about to hear do not work for Baby Doge, and none of this is financial advice. And please do your own research before investing. Thank you. Baby Doge, pay me and Baby Doge, Baby Doge, Baby Doge, Baby Doge.
Might buy a Lambo. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to another installment of the Baby Doge Pow Wow Podcast.
Pow Wow.
I am one of your hosts, Reflections Baby, and my other host, Baby Doge. How you doing?
Sorry, I thought you were waiting for me to say that. I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good, good. I think the Mavericks are out of the playoff, so, you know.
Who?
The Mavericks, Dallas Mavericks, basketball team,
oh, right
for Dallas, yeah. Okay. Right. But you know, we trying, Dallas and Texas in general is trying, but yeah.
Okay. How are the how's my team getting on? Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You can tell. I follow them. Sam Rogers' team. It's fine.
Yeah, my kids, they watch. Well, actually, my youngest one, he's the only one that watches basketball in this house, so I'm slowly getting into it. But,
you know. I actually know one of their players. I'm not going to pronounce it. I know his first name is Giannis, but I can't pronounce his second name. It's like Atakumbe or something.
Oh, that's dope.
I see some Greek. No. Silly. I just know of him. It's some Greek guy.
That's what's
anyway. Up. Anyway, Baby Doge.
Put the ball in there?
I think so.
But yeah, another week with Baby Doge.
Yes, sir. Quiet week. Very quiet week.
Oh, yeah. First up, we had Certech, the one that did our audit for our Ethereum Bridge, our contract, too, as well. They recognized us this week for the most watched.
Cool.
So it's pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That
had us up there with BNB. We're number two with Baby Doge, and number three would be the Shiba Swap.
Yeah, it's something we should all be doing, is going onto Certech and always pressing the secure button on there and doing the old watch list and everything like that. It's part of your daily routine. It should be in the morning. You should have your coin geckos, your coin market caps, your
watch gurus.
Certix and all, press the happy with it button and secure buttons and all the rest of that. Should be your
hit
daily.
That capture.
Yeah, exactly.
Check.
Yeah. And get us trending on all these things, because that's what keeps us on top of all these leaderboards, is the army going out there and pressing all the likes and secure buttons. So keep it up, people. Keep it up.
Gotta get that homework going.
Yeah, and if you're not doing it already, why not?
Exactly. It only takes a few minutes, too.
It only takes a minute, girl.
Right? And some of these comments, man, the Baby Doge Army, they'd be showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this one with at JGraphics9. Man, with the killer NFT videos. I'm loving those.
Yeah. Good old Jackie.
That's the kind of NFT I want.
One must be getting close. It must be getting close soon. Surely. 3Ds.
Yeah. We're getting there. 3Ds. Just a matter of time. But look at it. Went from gold to shimmering, shining gold. 2D to 3D.
I know. For just a small gas price. See gas the other day? How low gas price fees were.
Oh yeah, that was ridiculous.
Alpha Mal, one of our previous guests on the podcast, he decided to list his on OpenSea. I can't remember what price it was. It was a ridiculous price. He's not panic selling or anything. Don't worry. But I think he paid like $1.25.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just shows how low the volume's doing at the minute.
I might need to go ahead and stack up on some ETH right now, then, if the the gas fee was that cheap. That's not bad at all.
Yep. I did exactly the same thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, sorry. Camera.
If it's separate, if the 2D and the 3D are separate, are you going to keep both?
That's a good question. These are all things I have not thought of. I can't make my mind up. It all depends on the money, I suppose, doesn't it, at the end of the day? If the 3D ones are going for major bucks, I might just have to get rid of my 3Ds and keep my 2Ds as souvenirs.
And with the way that some of these, how the floor price has been doing recently, I've been really considering going and
buying another one. Yeah. I know. I mean, I hate it, because I hate people are selling so low, but if you're going to sell them that low, I'm going to be buying it. I'm sorry.
Right? It's really got me thinking. Because for the one that I have, if the price is right, I'm just going to get all the ones that have the same type of background, or like this one right here.
You're going to monopolize.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. That's your corner of the market.
Don't land on my property. Oh, man.
What's your rental fee going to be?
Right? See, like, look at this guy. Like, I want all the ones that have, like, that outfit right there.
Yeah, yeah. See, I want a Viking one. I really want a Viking one.
Oh, really? You like those better?
Yeah. It's got to be. Man. It's got to be. I mean, you probably can't find one now. Yeah, I think it was one of the top ones, top rarity ones. But, yeah, it had a big Viking moustache and stuff like that. I really wanted that one.
Oh, that's dope. Oh, they got another one right there next to it. Oh, this one reminds me of Future Billionaire, for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Either that or,
John G.
John G. Oh, and it's even got like a little Baby Doge logo on there. That's really dope. Okay, sorry for everybody at home that don't see it. I'm just over here. My bad. I apologize. Let's move right along. Now, back to Baby Doge and the action we've been having this week. CoinEx Global has been reporting back that we've been popping up on their top searches. And CoinEx is a really good exchange. If you don't know, now you know. So they got us at number 2 on this one, and I think we popped up on number 1 on a few other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on the exchanges we're listed on, we seem to be popping up in the top searches on quite a few now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good. So other exchanges, you know, time to come forward. Time to step up to the plate.
Right?
This Baby Doge.
Oh, man. But people are really out there, really want it. See, like, for the people that's watching this, we're starting to get more pictures like this.
Yeah. Lots of Binance and Huobi. Well, no, Huobi's already been listed, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've listed us already, sorry, I should say. So but talking about fake listing announcements and all the rest of it. At Bitcoin LFGO, if you ever see anything from them saying that there's going to be news on the 1st or there's going to be this listing for Baby Doge and they've been paid by Baby Doge to promote their Baby Doge, just tell them that full of BS, please, because they are completely full of BS. They are tapping into your need to be listed on Binance to pump their stupid site. Sorry, I don't care. Come at me, I don't care. But you're really starting to annoy me now.
Yeah, it just seems like some of the stuff that they post out there on the Twitter is kind of sus. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody has free speech out there on Twitter. As we preach regularly, if it didn't come from Maine, if it's not pinned in a telegram, it ain't true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's what kind of started, let me see if I can go find it. I think that's what kind of started the whole, oh, Baby Doge listing on Coinbase and Binance and Robinhood and this one and that one. I think it stemmed from this one. And then just kind of spread out to certain people out there in the community. It's, I'm not trying to dog everybody right now, but it makes us look very bad whenever you say, new listing coming next month. But then when that time comes, you got people coming at your door disappointed. Well, this person said this, and this person said that. But it just comes back to the basics. If it ain't pinned, if it didn't come from my main account, it ain't true. It's all just speculation. Speculation. Rumors.
Fake news, man. Fake news.
The Luna toupee just flying in the wind.
Yeah.
But yeah. But, you know.
A whole lot of crazy stuff.
That's just for the people out there to say, hey, please, do a better job at promoting. I'm not really trying to down anybody, but you need to do it in a better way. If you really like these exchanges, just say, hey, I would like for us to be listed here. Don't post coming soon, whatever exchange.
But it doesn't get the same amount of followers and likes and retweets, reflections. Come on.
I'm just here for the hard-hitting facts. That's it. I don't want to be disappointing anybody.
Yeah, people don't want to hear it. It's just they don't want to hear it. They want to hear Binance listing tomorrow. That's all they want to hear.
Yeah. But, you know, it'll come when it comes, if it comes. But, I mean, I can't even use Binance.
So, yeah.
I'd rather much see crypto.com, you know?
Yeah, anyone would be sponsored by crypto.com.
Right?
Yeah. I must admit, that was one of the people that were missing from today's Formula One Grand Prix today. I didn't see any crypto.com adverts.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I saw loads of others. So obviously, Binance, I think, is on Alonso's car, which is Alpine. I think FTX are on Lewis Hamilton's car. Bybit's on Max Verstappen's car. And I don't think crypto.com was anywhere on Monaco Grand Prix. So I don't know whether there's some law in Monaco that they didn't sign the right sponsorship or whatever, I don't know.
Maybe. But
fortunately, they weren't there.
I'm looking. I see Amazon, AWS.
Yeah, they have one. I think Tezos is on there. Is that on the top of their... On the fin?
I think so.
Zoom in on the fin, it's Tezos.
Got Santander, Snapdragon. Nah.
Yeah. But anyway. No crypto.com.
I got Drake up there. Okay, sorry. For people watching, there's some pretty good gifts on here from crypto.com.
Yeah. So if you're not watching, go what?
Right.
Hit us up on YouTube.
Fortune favors the brave.
Just don't complain about our disclaimer at the start.
Just gotta pay me in baby doge. I mean, how bad is that? I mean, how bad would that be if I was like, hey, instead of giving me cash, instead of giving me fiat, how about you just pay me in baby doge?
I wouldn't mind.
Right? I mean, like, when we get that crypto card, I'm going to be using the crap out of it, because I'd rather use crypto and help further the process of adoption rather than using inflationary fiat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, your currency is probably doing better than mine. I don't know at this point, but we just keep printing more money,
yep.
More money. Why are we doing this?
I know. Crypto, right now, the state the world is in right now, crypto could play a very key and important part in the world's finances right now, in the bigger scheme of things. So if mass adoption was to happen now, it'd be blooming brilliant. Absolutely blooming brilliant. But yeah, I can't wait for this Baby Doge card. Right? It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. Because it's not just the Baby Doge aspect. I mean, it's everything. You can put fiat balances in there, so I could just use it. I could use it basically as my bank account. So I could just use it as my daily spend card. I don't even have to worry about putting $100 on Baby Doge to then buy a coffee with Baby Doge. I could just, when I get paid, pay my bills on my bank account, all my spare cash, throw it into the Baby Doge card, because it's going to be loaded with my fiat balance, or I could load it with whatever I want. And I could just use it, spend it, my daily life. I cannot wait. And if it helps the Baby Doge burn and price and all the rest of it, then I'm happy.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, if with us having this card and the swap and the wallet, that's going to help streamline this whole process. I know it's a little difficult getting into crypto, getting into DeFi. You got to go buy BNB, go buy this. But if it becomes simpler for the end user, why not? You could be earning. And however it goes, I'm not too sure if there's going to be like a transfer tax or anything like that moving from your wallet to the crypto card. But still, while it's in there in your wallet, you're getting reflections. When you move it over, you're going to be burning. Reflections, baby. When you move it over, you're going to be burning. You spend it and do whatever. It's like, oh, man, I ain't got no more.
Yeah.
What do? I just go add some more.
Yeah.
So that's going to be my plan. It's just whenever I get paid, just throw it in the Baby Doge, move it on over to my card. Bada bing, bada boom. There's your burn.
If the taxes. I don't know. I don't know if I can do a 10% tax every time I want to buy something. No.
Oh, so, yeah.
Depends on what the taxes are.
Yeah, that is one factor.
All depends.
So. But I'm looking forward to it, definitely.
And I'm
desperately trying not to cut myself because I broke my tab on my Modelo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like in struggle mode right now. Oh, Lord. Okay, you know what? That can is gone.
I'm back on the copper bags. I'm doing you to it.
Oh,
yeah? Back to what I know. Yeah.
But yeah, what else happened with Baby Doge this week? We had, a UNCX token?
Ah.
They provide a service for locking liquidity.
So, explain this then to us. Because I'm still a bit confused.
Oh, for this bit? Well, this one, I believe how they mentioned it is basically how they stated they were helping us extend and relock our initial liquidity. I'm not 100% sure on this, but essentially, whatever we started out with that they provided, or for the initial buyers, I'm guessing, or the amount that was initially built up. I guess it's like setting that portion aside and keeping that locked in.
Right, okay. Yeah, because my understanding of was the initial token vesting was, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the initial, I think it was locked for 6 months. And then, was it 10 quadrillion was unlocked? And then I think 10 quadrillion gets unlocked every so often. I mean, that's what I heard. Whether it's wrong, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you know any better,
I need to get steady on a horn then.
Definitely. He would know.
Right? He knows better than me. It's okay. Sorry. My wife is trying to help me with the Modelo. It's okay. In memory of the Modelo that got away.
Just pierce a hole in the side of it and let it into a pint glass.
No, man, we're not savages.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's cool. I'll come back to my precious Modelo. But anyway, sorry. But yeah, I mean,
things we do for alcohol.
When I need it, I'll get it. Trust me, I'll get it. But Baby Doge and Jimmy has been holding, and they have been solid as a rock. I believe the last time we had this session, Baby Doge was at 8018. Now we're currently at 8015.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for people out there that's concerned about the price action and why we aren't moving up and all that type of stuff, that's essentially in combination with Bitcoin, with Ethereum. Well, initially just Bitcoin, and it trickles down. So Bitcoin's at 29K, and when it fluctuates between 29, 28, 27, when it goes up 31, 32, everything is affected by that. So regardless of what we do, unless we're buying twofold or threefold against that price change, we're going to see some type of drops. It's going to happen. Because not everybody's in it, you know, on the same wavelength. But we just got to trust the process and look at the big picture. What I did with Baby Doge, and I did it with BSC, or BNB, I'm sorry, and Bitcoin and ETH. I went in and looked at the chart on a daily scale. Not the daily, but the weekly. When you look at the weekly, you see some similar formations. So, whenever I see something like that, I'm like, okay, we just following on the grand scheme of thing the overall market. And it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Because at one point in time, somebody sold Bitcoin for $2. At one point in time, somebody sold Bitcoin for $10,000. So on and so forth. And we got to remember, this level that we're at now was previously an all-time high when it comes to Bitcoin. So, with the past being already there and in our face, we have to know, hey, it's not always going to be red candles. And it's not always going to be green candles. And nothing happens overnight. So, we need to be patient. That's my key takeaway from this week. Gotta be patient.
Inspirational.
Oh yeah, I saw that coming, you know, pretty often in the chat, and when this and when that. Patience. Nothing happens overnight. They can't just go out to the store. They can't go to Kmart. They can't go to Walmart or Best Buy and be like, hey, I'm gonna need a swap, and I'm gonna need a metaverse. And I'm going to need... Oh, yeah. Give me that. I'm going to need that blockchain. How much is that blockchain? It don't work like that. But, yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's just one of them weeks. I mean, we had a nice... That's the thing. I can't remember who said it to me. I think it was about the army and how we were trending all the time and all the rest of it. And it's like... That's the trouble when you're that good of a community. People expect so much for so much of the time, and it's not sustainable. But you know, there's going to be ups and downs and ebbs and flows, and you've just got to take the rough with the smooth from time to time. We can't expect us, the army, to be performing the way we all do on a day-to-day basis, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all of us do it at the same time. It just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah. Yeah, my payday still hasn't hit yet. Yeah. So I can't always be going in, you know?
No. I know. Same. I mean, I've got a separate little savings account now. So at the end of the month, this is my new strategy. At the end of the month, whatever I'm over, I put into my crypto savings. And any time an opportunity arises, because I'm not getting caught out like the last dip, right? That really effed me off, that I had nothing to put into it, really. I put in a little bit, but not what I wanted to. So I ain't getting caught out like that again. So I have now a separate fund. So at the end of the month, anything I'm over, when I get paid, all going in that. And then I start fresh. and then the end of the month, if I'm any over, I'll move it back in. So any little dips that come my way, they're going to get eaten big time.
That's what I'm talking about. Gotta get them dips.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Dollar cost average, people. Not financial advice, but that's what I did. I bought the first all-time high. It dipped down super low. It wasn't super bad, but, you know. It went from, what, was it the 805 all the way down to eventually 905. I was like, ah, when will it stop? Stop selling. But along that way, I learned. I was like, all right, you know, if I buy some here and then I buy some here and I keep buying, eventually, by the time we start going back up, I'm going to be in the green a lot sooner. So that's how it goes.
Yep. So I suppose we have to talk about the elephant in the room. And that is, today is the 29th of May. And on the 1st of June, sorry, my month's mixed up. It will be Baby Dogecoin's 1 year birthday.
Man.
Yeah. Gonna happy party birthday like to Baby Doge.
Oh, sorry, we're on two different songs. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, can't we got to make it a joyous time.
Big time.
I mean, I'm being a Telegram, just playing party music all day, and of course, helping whenever I need to. But, you know, we just got to turn up. Yeah. Regardless of what other people say, we just got to turn up.
Yeah, I hope it's a good day. I hope it's a good day for the community. I hope everyone comes in and joins the party and whatever. If there is any announcement, if there isn't any announcements, either way, let's have a good time. Either way, doesn't matter. If there's burns, if there's not burns, if there's later burns, if there's big burns, if there's small burns, who gives a damn? This coin has been around and survived and thrived for one whole year.
That's exactly right. And we reached our all-time high at the top of this year. So, again, that's a huge achievement for the community and for all, you know, the holders out there. Hats off to y'all. Because we still survive. I mean, there's other tokens out there. After they first initial pump, they're dead in the water. Idle for months and months.
Flat lines. Yep.
But our community has shown that they truly believe in Baby Doge, and they wanted to stick, you know, stick through it to the end, you know?
Yep.
But like you said... Sorry.
No, I was going to say, there's nothing worse than looking at a token that you saw pumped and then dumped, and then you're looking at the daily volume, and it's like 2,000. And it takes like... takes like 10 minutes or an hour to see any transaction come through on PooCoin or something. You're like,
exactly. Yeah,
nah.
Yeah. No chance. And, you know, that's the dangers of having a saturated market. So.
Yeah, you know, I agree. You got to stand out.
Yeah, you got to weather the storm. You know? Very nice. Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that? Sorry.
Drink. Yeah. But yeah, we got to weather the storm. I mean, 1 year and we're still active. We're still booming. You know, according to CMC, we're at almost 6 million volume for the 24-hour, 236 million for the market cap, fully diluted, 651. How accurate it is, I'm not too sure because it's going market cap.
Yeah, no.
But we still here, alive and active. So we're going to go for the next year. And I'm hoping our next all-time high will get us past 806. Hopefully not too many people out there be greedy. Let us kill the zero, please. God. But, you know, that's the frustration. But we have to trust the process.
Yep.
And the topic this week has been about burn, too. And I'm not too sure if people actually know, but Baby Doge has almost burned 46% of the total supply.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my opinion, I'm just going to say this. In my opinion, supply don't matter when it comes to listing on these different exchanges. Price action doesn't matter when it comes to the value. Or, hold on, I'm sorry. Too many. I got too many drinks already. Basically, all I'm saying.
Yeah, what? Come on.
It's just numbers. Say? It's just numbers. That's all it is. It's just numbers.
Yeah.
It's the people behind them that really makes it stand out. If you hold your token through the storm, if you continually, well, this is what I do. If you continually add on a regular basis to reach your goals, to meet your goals, you'll be fine. You just got to hang in there because we're with a solid community. We're with a solid project that's doing positive things out there for the real world. It might not seem much to some people, but each and every single dollar that goes to these donations means a lot to me. And if you have it in your heart, if you feel like you want to burn a little bit or whatever, go donate. Go donate to Best Friends because they do accept Baby Doge as a donation. So,
yeah.
And I get down off my soapbox. Core Market Cap, please verify Baby Doge. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. Core Market Cap, verify Baby Doge. It's been a year. That's what you're waiting for. So,
mm-hmm.
Come on.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, they verify tokens within like 6 days. In a day, if you talk about ApeCoin. But I don't know. It is what it is. But I suppose we also have to talk about the fact that this is our last show.
Oh no, let me go get some tissue. Hold on, don't cry. It's okay. Yeah, this is our last show with yep. Baby Doge and the Pow Wow Podcast.
The Pow Wow!
Pow Wow!
Pow Wow!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been, so the first week of January, we started this. And it's now the last week in May. So we've been going for 5 months. So thanks CoinMarketCap for not listening to us for the last 5 months.
Right?
Because we've been doing that segment every week.
Mm-hmm.
And still nothing. But, yeah. This is going to be the last Pow Wow podcast. We realised that we pointed out that Pow Wow may be offensive to certain people. So, we are changing the name to BDC News Weekly. And we will be mainly on YouTube. And yeah, getting our faces on screen, which I'm very nervous about.
Oh yeah,
because then we get even less listeners than we did before. Oh my god, Baby Doom's ugly.
Nah.
But anyway, he said he was bald. I didn't realize he was that bald.
No, it's okay. No, we just gotta get a little bit of mascara. We gotta get the foundation pieces in.
Oh yeah.
My wife's going to help me with mine. I'll
Talk
about yours, but...
Going to look like a Barbie doll.
Yeah, we've got to get all powdered up.
Yeah.
That's all good.
But, yeah. But I would like to say thank you. A big thank you to every single one of our guests. So that's... Right, let's see if we can get this right. So that's Rise to the Moon was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Danny the Cat was the second one. And then we had Mr. G... And yep. Then we had Alpha Male.
Okay, we're on a roll.
And then did we have Steady? Steady
Hands? Yeah, Steady Hands.
Steady Hands. And then who do we have? Is that Digi and Felicia after that?
I think it could have been AG.
Oh, yeah, AG. Yeah, how could I forget about AG? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Digi and Felicia. And then Parabolic Paul. And then Brother David.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So,
big thank you to all them. And some of those people have helped and us. Oh, King Blazer.
The King.
King Blazer. Of course. King Sorry,
Blazer.
King. Sorry, King. Yes, of course. So, big thank you to all of them and everybody who shills the podcast on Twitter, in the main chat, Telegram, Discord, wherever. And big thank you to people like Jackie who created the little graphic you see at the start of the YouTube video. Yeah, everybody behind the scenes who helped. We appreciate it.
Right.
And we'll continue to help in our new venture as well.
Yes, sir. And quick shout out to Marcellus and Proper Einstein.
Yes. How do we forget Marcellus? Yeah, sorry, Marcellus.
Maybe it was like the switch up. But it's all good. Marcellus, thank you.
Yeah, cheers, buddy.
Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Yeah, I'm sure you will be a big friend of the BDC News Weekly as well.
Oh, no, so, yeah. I got to figure out a little jingle for that. But it's going to be epic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait for it. I can't wait. It's going to be different. It's going to be very different. It's going to have a different feel. It's not going to be just me and him droning on. It's going to be short, punchy, hopefully. And then, yeah.
I'm better going to see the comments. They're going to be like, oh, my God, that's Reflections, baby? No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Baby Doom's bald and ginger. He wasn't lying. He's real. He's not a bot.
He's not a bot.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Really, really looking forward. Well, I'm looking forward to it and nervous at the same time. But, yeah. Anybody who's listening, I also like to thank you as well. So, you've listened to it. So, it's made this not pointless.
Basically. Right? Oh, man. We providing that 100% good info out there to the soldiers. So, you know. Spread the word, and we appreciate you for listening. Really do. Each and every single one of you. What are we looking forward to next for next week?
Well, the BDC Powwow Podcast. I've got it wrong already. BDC's News Weekly. BDC News Weekly, boy.
That's right. Yeah. And the Baby Doe's birthday. Going to be looking forward to seeing y'all there.
Got a special episode. Special first episode. Celebrate birthday. Oh, Baby Doge. So, I'm even really nervous for that because it's special. That's all I'm saying. It's very special.
It's going to be awesome, bro. I can't wait.
I'm nervous as hell.
So it's going to be alright.
Yeah, I'm letting you take the lead. I'm just going to be sitting in the corner.
I'm going to be popping up a little questionnaires for you. In the background, just to make sure you don't stay too quiet.
I'll be sleeping. You just hear.
Oh, man. It's going to be a great time. Well, at least for this one, we hit it one more time. For me and Baby Doom, we'd like to thank everyone for listening. And remember to smash that like button, the subscribe button, and notifications. And soon, just take a look out on the Twitter. Make sure you follow up for the new name and everything. It really helps the community grow, get the word out for new members, future members, and the Baby Doge Army, and it keeps you one of the most informed soldiers out there. So we hope y'all have a good week. We catch y'all next time.
No, won't be next time.
Oh, no, it won't be next time.
For the last time.
For the last time. Yes, this will be the last time. But next time, we'll catch you on what, Baby Doom?
BDC News Weekly.
Hey.
Your weekly source. Of all things Baby Doge.
Oh, yeah.
We're working on it. Adios.
Laters, bro.